I'm Andy Reynolds in Canyon, Texas. In my own family history, in 1846, my great-great-grandfather Alma Helaman Hale was 10 years old when he lost his parents as they lived on the Missouri River near Council Bluffs, Iowa. Alma then joined the Mormon pioneers and with his three siblings traveled from their home to the Salt Lake Valley to settle with Brigham Young as he declared, "This is the place." One biography states, "At this point, we can only conclude that Alma became a man at the tender age of 10. There should be no idleness. The full effort of every person was needed just to keep alive." In Sonia Nazario's Enrique's Journey, she describes the immigrants as facing north towards a new land, a never-ending exodus. For many, this is a religious journey towards a land of new promise. Nazario describes some that bring a tiny drawing of San Cristobal, the patron saint of travelers, or of San Judas Tadeo, the patron saint of desperate situations. The stories of crossing borders to the U.S. are often stories of faith. Faith in a supreme being, yes, as well as faith in the destination, in the place that will provide an improved life for those that journey here. In Enrique's Journey, the protagonist's pilgrimage ends in the eastern United States, where he established a new life as a low-paid laborer in North Carolina and Florida with his mother Lourdes, and eventually his partner Maria Isabel. His strength in crossing Honduras, Guatemala, Mexico, and half of the continental United States is reminiscent of pioneers and pilgrims that helped establish our nation. The High Plains is also a place that many immigrants now call home. In a recent ethnographic project, Hispanic students from West Texas A&M University interviewed immigrant family members from our region, and these are some of the responses to the question, "Why did you come?" "Venimos para trabajar y salir adelante." "We came to work and to progress in life." "Mi familia vino a los Estados Unidos en busca de una mejor vida. Había muchas oportunidades de trabajos con mejores sueldos." "My family came to the U.S. in search of a better life. There were more work opportunities here with better pay." "Venimos simplemente para que toda mi familia estuviera junta." "We simply came so that our family could be together." The pilgrimage across the border for Hispanic immigrants shares a common bond with stories such as one by Seymour Richzeit, a Jewish immigrant from Poland who arrived in 1920 as an 8-year-old child because, as he says in his own words, "there would be more opportunities here for me." The vision of America as land for human potential is shared across pioneer stories for those that have come throughout this country's history, as well as those who strive to be here today. I'm Andy Reynolds, and I hope that you continue to listen here as the Radio Readers Book Club dedicates September to exploring themes of immigration, struggle, and faith in Pulitzer Prize winner Sonia Nazario's Enrique's Journey.